if oil companies are ever going to return to drill for oil in federal waters off the Arctic, they will need leases. Senator Lisa Murkowski complained at a hearing in Washington this afternoon that the leasing plan the feds are considering is too limited. She bolstered her position by calling on an Arctic Slope mayor who testified that he and his neighbors need the industry. But other Arctic residents sat in the back of the hearing room, passionately opposed to offshore drilling. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
In Washington, both sides of any Arctic drilling dispute want to show they have locals on their side. John Hobson Jr., a whaling captain and the mayor of Wainwright on the Chukchi Sea, came out to make the case for federal leasing in the Arctic. Hobson is also a member of the North Slope Borough, which taxes the industry to provide services to the region.
Every one of our 8 communities is surviving on oil and gas money.
A snow machine can cost $12,000, he said. A boat and motor might cost $20,000. Last year, Hobson said he had to pay over $7 a gallon to operate his truck, his boat, and his four-wheeler.
We need infrastructure to be able to tax so that we can employ people so they have the opportunity to hunt. The world is banking on saving animals without thinking of my life. My children's life. Where are we going to live?
The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management has proposed 3 lease sales in Alaska over the next 5 years, one each in the Chukchi, the Beaufort, and Cook Inlet. But Abigail Ross Hopper, director of the agency, could not assure Murkowski that those sales would remain in the final plan.
I think, Chairman, it would be premature to make any statement about what the fate of those Alaska sales in the final program.
Murkowski zeroed in on a tweet Hopper's agency issued the day before. It shows the BOEM boss meeting with tribal council members from Point Lay. Although it's just down the coast from Wainwright, this group of village leaders is ardently against offshore drilling. They came to Washington to participate in a Keep It in the Ground rally. Murkowski says she has no problem with the picture the agency tweeted, just the message.
You tweet in it that it was you clearly outline that they are opposed to drilling in the Arctic.
Murkowski says the tweet suggests BOEM is biased against Arctic leasing.
I looked at it and said, you know, how do we not conclude that the die is already cast and that your agency has already decided what it is that you're going to be doing?
Well, I didn't write that tweet, but I am familiar with it. I'm sorry if you took that impression from it.
The Point Lay delegation had an appointment to meet with Murkowski after the hearing. Some said they were surprised their visit, hosted by an environmental group, seemed to tick people off. Celia Atungorik and Jane Tuckrook are both raising children in Point Lay to respect traditional ways. They dispute that they need the oil industry to support their subsistence lifestyle.
We don't have to have money to go out. We can go out there on foot and our own bare hands and still get what we need to eat.
Because that's exactly how our ancestors did it in the past, and it worked for them. So what's to say that it can't work for us?
Tuckrook has a job. She's Point Lay's tribal administrator. She says a switch to renewable energy technology might produce more paychecks in Point Lay. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.